Permet mia, permet mister, I think from hell, it's the old end. Higher plane, and I am bound, Lord, grant my feet on higher ground, I want to stay.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
So far, our study in the book of Ephesians has taken us through chapter 1 and chapter 2. And now we begin chapter 3, Ephesians chapter 3. It says there in verse 1, we're going to read down through these verses, "For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if ye have heard of the dispensation of grace of God, which is given me to youward, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words." Well, let's stop there just for a moment, and let's back up, and let's look at verses 1 and 2. You notice there in verses 1 and 2, we see what is called in verse 2, the dispensation of the grace of God. Well, I think back of how Paul the Apostle was converted on the road to Damascus, how that the Lord appeared to him there, spoke to him there, and Paul the Apostle, of course, the Bible teaches us that at that point, he was converted. In other words, he had received Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. He realized that all of the things that he had been doing in the name of God, he was not really serving God, but he was serving the devil. And at that point, Paul the Apostle gave his heart, his life, to the Lord Jesus Christ. How do I know that he gave his life to the Lord Jesus Christ? Well, I know by the words and actions that Paul the Apostle did there on the road to Damascus. His words were, "Lord, what would you have me to do?" He accepted Jesus Christ as his Lord. And then he said, "Lord, what would you have me to do?" Action took place after his conversion. Well, he was told to go, and we remember as we read the scripture how that Paul the Apostle was blinded, and that he went forth and he was to go to a certain place in Damascus. And in Acts chapter 9, verses 10 through 15, we read about Paul the Apostle and what took place there. In verse 10, it says, "And there was a certain disciple of Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias. And he said, Behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, Arise, go into the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he prayeth, and hath seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him, that he might receive his sight." And of course, this is speaking of Paul the Apostle, that he would receive his sight once the hands of Ananias had touched him. Verse 13. "Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man, how much evil he hath done to thy saints at Jerusalem. And here he hath authority from the chief priests to bind all that call on thy name." But notice in verse 15 what the Lord said. It says, "But the Lord said unto him," unto Ananias, in other words, "Go thy way. For he," that's speaking of Saul, who would later become Paul, "go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel." Well, let's read verses 1 and 2 again and see what happens here. Verse 1 and 2 says of Ephesians chapter 3, "For this calls I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you word." Now, we're going to read later on in this chapter about the mystery of God. We're going to read about the mystery of the gospel. Paul the Apostle had been given the great privilege of taking the gospel to the Gentile people, who were before not a people. In other words, they were not the people of God at that time, but through the Holy Spirit and by Jesus Christ coming into this world by giving his life on the cross of Calvary, by shedding his blood on the cross of Calvary, by going to the grave, by rising again. Paul the Apostle would take this message not only to the Jewish people, but he would take this message to the Gentile people. This had been a mystery hidden in the past. In other words, it was hidden to the normal man, the man who did not understand the things of God. But God was now giving Paul the Apostle marching orders. He was going to be able to take the gospel not only to the Jewish people, but to the Gentile people. Now notice with me, if you would, in chapter 3 and verse 3. Let's go back and let's read all three of those verses together again. For this cause, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles, if ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God which is given to me to you. Now, once again, we're going to read about something called dispensation. We are now in what's called the dispensation of grace. Some people call it that. But it's also known as the dispensation of the church. This is the church age where anyone can be saved, where anyone can become a child of God, where anyone who gets saved is considered to be in God's church, into the visible body. Now, once again, we do not see Jesus Christ right now visibly. But when we see people, we're seeing part of the church of God. We're seeing part of the body of Christ because we're all one in Jesus Christ. Verse 3 says, for this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, the church age, the people could be saved, in other words, which is given to me, to you word, to the Gentiles, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words. Before this time, before Paul the Apostle, people didn't realize, for the most part, that anyone could be saved, just anyone could be saved. But now Paul the Apostle was not only going to preach the word of God to the Jews, but he had now been chosen to take the gospel to the Gentiles. Well, notice, verse 3, notice the word revelation. For this cause, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles, if you have heard, now going down to verse 3, how that by revelation. Well, I read in Acts chapter 22 and verse 17, where it says there, and it came to pass that when I was once, come again to Jerusalem, even while I prayed in the temple, this is Paul the Apostle, he says, I was in a trance. And we go down further in verse 21 in Acts 22, and it says, and he said unto me, this is the Lord speaking to Paul now. He said unto me, depart, for I will send thee far hence unto the Gentiles. Paul, in essence, was being told that he was going to go into far places, into places where people did not realize that they could be saved. But he would go there and he would preach the gospel. To whom? Unto the Gentiles, according to Acts 22:21. This was the mystery of God being unfolded as Paul the Apostle would go into the world preaching and teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Revelation was given to him. In other words, it was revealed to him that he would be going forth and carrying the gospel. And Paul could carry the gospel because it had been revealed to him. And we'll see more about that in just a few moments. Well, notice, if you would, once again, in verse 3, it talks about, as I wrote afore in few words. Well, I think back in our study here in Ephesians. Now, go back to chapter 1 and verses 9 and 10. It says, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. You see, Christ is all in all. Christ is the creator. He's not only the creator, he is the one who sustains life. And we also understand that he is the one who gives eternal life, and that is, once again, through his blood. But it says there that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together. I believe the fullness of times is, if we want to look at it like this, that the fullness of times have come when Jesus Christ would gather all together. In other words, he would say there is neither bond nor free, Jew nor Greek, that everyone is the same once you have trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Now, there's much confusion today in the time that I live in that people are trying to separate people. I'm talking about ordinary people. They're trying to separate people by race and by color, by creed, by age, and so forth. But the Bible tells us that we're all one in Jesus Christ, that is, once we've trusted Jesus Christ. But even outside the Lord Jesus Christ, we're all human beings. We're all the same. We all have the same responsibilities. We have one main responsibility in order to go to heaven, and that is to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Well, Paul has made known, he's making known the mystery as he goes forth, carrying the word of God and telling people about Jesus Christ. Verse 10 of chapter 1 once again says that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together, that's Jesus Christ, that he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which is in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. Well, let me back up and say that the fullness of times, he might gather, that is God himself, that's God the Father, and it would be through Jesus Christ. Verse 4, chapter 3 of Ephesians. Paul goes on to say, whereby, when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. Paul is trying to explain to the people about the mystery. And might I say once again that Paul the Apostle is relating not only to the people he's speaking to in the church at Ephesus, but he's also relating to us, people who live today, people who read the Word of God, people who hear the Word of God. He's writing to people today as well as he was writing to the Ephesus church. Now, let me remind you that Paul the Apostle was the penman. He's the one to whom God had given the responsibility of writing over half of the New Testament. And when I say writing it, I'm speaking that he penned it down, or he had a scribe, and the scribe was told by Paul the Apostle as he received the revelations from God. In other words, he would hear what God would want him to write and have written. And we have today the completed Word of God, and we're going to see more about that in just a few moments here. But notice in verse 4, whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. Well, I go over into chapter 6, and I'm going to jump ahead just a little here. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 19, Paul says, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth. Now, he's asking for prayers, and he's praying that this would come about, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. There it is, the mystery of the gospel. The mystery of the gospel is the death, burial, and resurrection of Lord Jesus Christ. It was a mystery. In other words, it's unknown to people until they hear it. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, the Bible tells us. The gospel, the great mystery of God, is being unfolded even today as we look into the scripture, as we listen to what Paul the Apostle, on the inspiration of God, wrote. God says that anyone can be saved, whether you be red, green, blue, black, white, whatever your color, you can be saved. Red, green, black, or white, rich, poor, young and old. Everyone can know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, because the Bible tells us that God is no respecter of persons. If you've never trusted him as your Savior, you need to trust him today. And if you have trusted him, you need to be telling other people about the great goodness of God.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.